Delighted to have on the other end of the phone John Eales, chairman of Leek Town Football Club, who I spoke to at the manager's meeting, but haven't spoken to you since then, and things have been happening, haven't they?
They have, Dave. We've been very busy.
I can imagine. But let's start on a positive note, because you started last Saturday. You ended 23-24, really, by going to the presentation evening. It was a great night for Leek Town, wasn't it?
It was, and it kind of sunk in a little bit, everything that we've done. It was the league AGM, followed by the annual dinnery. 88 clubs from there, all around the Northern Premier League, plus the league committee. I think 350 people in the room. 19 awards presented, and we were lucky enough to receive four of them.
Yeah, really good, and certainly everybody, as things were being announced last week, I'm sure all the supports were really, you know, it was sinking in. What a great season last season had been.
Oh yeah, it really was. It was, it's been a long time coming, Dave. I think we'd all settled for, you know, winning the league by 1 point and getting promoted, but to win it in early April and finishing 10 points clear, and then had the little icing on the cake of the awards, you know, the last week, it was excellent, really. Very pleased for everyone involved.
Yeah, but as I said to Josh last week and I spoke to him, 2023-24 is now history. That's it. It's gone. Moving on to 24-25 with the new season and obviously a new challenge. Now, you moved up a division. So what we talked a little bit at the Meet the Manager meeting about your budget for next year. Obviously, you're not going to give me real figures, but what percentage were you going to increase? Assume you had to increase it from last season to this coming season.
Yeah. Across the whole, across the whole piece, we look to increase somewhere between 25% and 30% across the whole budget. That won't be 25-30% on each individual player. It will vary depending on what their range is and those gaps, you know.
Yeah, obviously. And really, I think that Josh had done some great trade, hadn't he?
He had. You know, we signed, you know, made the announcement very early doors. Dino staying with us for another year with an option. Dino was a fantastic acquisition last year and was the first one to sign up officially. Then we got Tyree Sanyaki, a young lad who's always been at Crewe, and then he had a little spell at Stafford Rangers last year. Very exciting player. I'm sure the fans will love watching him. And then a local boy, Alex Hurst, who's played for Fort Vale, York. Little loan spell at Guiseley, and last year not a very enjoyable experience for him at Macclesfield, and he decided, because we got promoted, he'd like to play for us at step three.
That's good. And of course Billy Reeves has come back.
He has. Very, very easy discussion and negotiation. Billy had tried it somewhere else. He, knowing if anyone knows Billy, he wouldn't say a bad word about anyone, but the fact that we got promoted, and he wanted to take that challenge up and come back to a club which he knows, and you know, he likes the people there. Very easy discussion with Bill.
And Liam Edwards and Ollie Shenton, the latter of those two, especially exciting signing, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Liam was done before I went on holiday, but then he went on holiday, so we couldn't capture his signature. But, you know, we had been agreed and shaken hands, so we waited for all parties to come back off holiday. We got that over the line. Very exciting centre-half, Liam. Only ever played for Stoke City or National League. Couple of appearances for Bolton as well, first team. So he's 27, so he'll complement Ollie really, really well. And Julius, you know, our third centre-half. And then, as you say, Ollie Shenton, which was done about 10 days ago. And again, a very, very easy negotiation and decision for the player.
That's good, because he's a known name in the area, of course. And I think he made his professional debut at the age of 16, I seem to remember.
And, 16 or 17 for Stoke. And then he stayed with Stoke till he was 22, actually. And then, as I said, had four seasons in the National League with Chorley and played against him a couple of times.
Yeah, I remember well going up to Chorley and seeing him there, and he's really impressive player. Now, of course, when a team finishes a season...
Joe Woolley as well, Dave, I'll get shouted out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We got Joe Woolley over the line last week as well, which will add, strength to our striking options, particularly because, you know, the players we've lost and Aaron Opoku moving on as well.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Woolley is... He was seen as a really great player for 1874, when 1874 were not a bad side in Division One West at all. And he was leading scorer for them, wasn't he?
He was, and he's come with, I've had so many private messages about the quality of the lad on and off the field. And, you know, what a good acquisition we've got there. He had a very short spell at Bootle last year. I think he scored 3-8, got him into the playoffs. Just fell short, they did, in the playoffs, but he wanted to try himself at step three. And we're delighted to have him.
And I heard that Joe actually was amongst the candidates for their Player of the Year, even though he'd only been there for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know that he's come very highly regarded. Now, of course, when a side ends a season, you're never sure about who you're going to keep, and there's bound to be some people are going to move on. And of course, there's no criticism of the players really for moving on. It's their own circumstances and whatever. And we knew fairly early on that it was going to be difficult to hold on to Tom Carr because he'd had National League clubs scouting him for a while, hadn't he?
We requested for scout tickets, so we knew Chorley were looking at him and Kingsland were looking at him. Done very early. He rang me after his holiday, decided he was going to move up. We've kept all dialogues open, all bridges remain unburnt. If he becomes available again or, you know, it doesn't work out for him, I'm sure he'll pick the phone up and speak to Josh. And really nice young man, and great to get to know his family as well over the last two seasons.
Yeah, and I think he improved a lot last year, didn't he? I think he became a more all-round striker.
Yeah, when he came into the side, which is the start of the run, really, he did. He could play on the side coming in, or he looked very good centrally. And he was one of the few players who were scoring tap-ins as well, rather than the, you know, spectacular ones from outside the area. So, yeah, very good. Very good lad.
Yeah, and of course, people like Aaron, who's a real crowd favourite, and Tom Riley, those two really weren't getting the game time, were they? I know that Tom was very unhappy about sometimes he just wasn't getting in the side, and Aaron lost his place, and apart from the cameo as a centre-back. But you expected them to move on, really, didn't you, in some ways?
Yeah, we were very honest with them, and they were honest with us, and we said, you know, you're going to get the same or possibly less game time than you did last year. So, you know, do you want to stay on board under that basis, or do you want to try and find a club over the summer? And they're just such good lads. They're very popular figures on and off the field. But it wasn't right to kind of feed them a load of rubbish and then start the season, you know, they're sitting on the sub bench. So, you know, that's what we did with those pair. I don't think they've announced where they're going yet. Been quite a bit of interest with both players. And, you know, I wish them all the best. Good lads.
Yeah, we did hear originally that Tom was going to stay fairly local, but of course that hasn't been announced, so we don't know if that's for certain yet. But two players who are staying local, and a bit surprised that they went, Mark and Mark Grocott, Louis Keenan. Now, I know the person from the non-league paper who actually interviewed Mark at the end of last season, and he got the vibes, both on and off record, that Mark was going to stay. But we knew that he'd sort of been got at a little bit, because there was talk that, you know, we were travelling and so on. Look, whoever's gone has not really gone for travelling purposes, have they?
I'm going to disagree with you there, Dave.
Right, go on.
You know, Mark's got a young family. You know, Louis's got a young family. The travelling is double in this league. However, it's skewed by the fact that there are six or seven very long trips. So, you know, you take those out of the equation, it's marginally more than what we've got this year. So, you know, you can play the travelling card, or you can't play the travelling card. I think when you've got players of that quality, they're always going to attract interest from other clubs, regardless, you know, whether they're staying or whether they're going. Mark was very open and he's transparent in his thought process with me, because I'd known him so long. He rang me the weekend before I went on holiday. He was 70-30 at that point that he was going to possibly leave. And then I asked him to wait till when Josh got back a couple of days later. And of course, he spoke to Josh and decided to move on. And again, you know, travelling was cited and the away time away from family. But also, you know, Mark did say at his age, he wanted to make sure he was playing and having regular time. And possibly by staying at step four, it would elongate his career by a season. I have no problem with that. He did it properly. And I've got so much respect for Mark over the years. I wish him all the very best. I was a bit surprised where he went and how quickly, because there was a lot of interest in him. And I think if he'd have held on another week, there would have been five or six clubs in for him. But as I say, wish him all the best, and they've got a good player there.
Yeah, and the same with Louis Keenan as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, Louis made his decision a bit later, 10 days later. Louis's a bit more different. I think he wanted to play with his mate. Again, he's got a young family, and because he's based east way, the travelling to the west in the step three would be even further for him. You know, he's a bit younger, so I think he could have quite easily done a couple of seasons at step three. But again, you know, you respect the decision. As soon as I got back off holiday, he did let me know. And again, I wish him and his family all the best.
Now, the other two that have left, of course, the big blow was Rob Stevenson. I mean, both were a blow. But it seemed Dan Trickett-Smith, who I spoke to Josh about, and he explained that Dan had said that it isn't footballing reasons I want to leave. There were other reasons behind it. And of course, Rob has decided to go as well, having been offered a lot of money to play, just like Dan Trickett-Smith. What's your take on their two moves?
Dan was an ongoing saga from just before I went on holiday, so it was going on for about 10 days. Huntsford had made him an unbelievable offer. You know, Huntsford have had a lot of investment this year. We did our very, very best to keep Dan in terms of what we could offer him. But, you know, it's quite well known what Huntsford are offering, but, you know, it's £600 a week at 52 weeks. We can't do that. That's not right of me as chairman to kind of jeopardise, you know, what we've done and our kind of sustainability model. I think if it was just footballing reasons, again, Dan would have probably stayed, but, you know, Huntsford won out of that league and they've gone round and cherry-picked all the talent.
Yeah, and of course, the big blow, really, and really, it was a bit of a gut punch in a way that Rob Stevenson, after all the time he spent with Leek and quite a hero with Leek, and he'll always be a hero for Leek, decided to follow Dan to Huntsford.
Yeah, I mean, whether he's done that because Dan's gone and it's made it easy for him, I don't know. Rob is quite, he's a very private man. We met with him last week and he's kept me fully informed what he was deciding. He hadn't made a decision. In fact, I think he's found it very, very difficult. He has got some kind of childcare issues that he has to wrestle with, and he needs to be explained to us that he needs to be local. But I do think at this stage in his career, you know, where is he, 30, 31? He's had the best season of his life with us. You know, his stock is very high. So I don't blame him at all for what he's done. And he kept me fully informed. Let me know first thing Sunday morning. And he did it the right way and, you know, issued a statement from the club that he put together and we move on. And again, we wish him all the very best and hope it goes well for him.
Yeah, and it just won't be the same without those players who've left, really. But as you say, time moves on. You've got a lot of new players. And, you know, I think that Josh was still looking anyway and is still looking for other players now, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we'd spoken to a lot during the last 2 weeks, just in case Rob didn't move on. We wanted someone in the wings. We have agreed in terms of the replacements will probably be announced sometime this week, and the fans will get very excited about that one as well.
And what level has he been playing at just lately?
League, National League, one season at Step 3, but yeah, very, very exciting player, I'm sure, become a firm crowd favourite.
Now, when I spoke to Josh last week, he was also saying, well, you know, the signings we've got and the people who are returning, you're meeting up for the first time on Saturday, I believe, as a set of players. But he will have people in who you'll be having a look at. Is that still the case, I presume?
Yeah, we actually spent the evening together last night. Early evening, went over to a local club. We were having a trial game, and there's one or two in there. So even in addition to the one that we'll announce this week, there's probably room for one or two wild cards. And he's got five or six lads coming in over pre-season to help us with that. So yeah, again, really exciting.
I think, to be fair, I mean, social media, you were concerned that you might get crucified for the losses of Dan Trickett-Smith and Rob Stevenson, but people have been quite fair to you, haven't they? Fans have not been overcritical of what's gone on.
I think you asked me at the Meet the Manager night, you know, what do you enjoy and what don't you enjoy about the job, and social media is one of the necessary evils. It can be absolutely horrible sometimes. But generally, they've been really supportive. The supporters, they've kind of wished the players well. And, you know, let's get behind the manager and the new players, because, you know, we'll have some new favourites to cheer on. And generally, what we've signed, they've all played higher. So I'm not going to disrespect those great players that have left, because they've been absolutely fantastic for us. But we're not going to know what they'd be like at Step 3. Yeah, but what we signed, we're very excited with.
Just going back, one quick word, you as chairman of Leek Town, and an owner has come into Huntsford Town and obviously splashing loads and loads of money around. How would you have coped with that? What would you have done to cope with that situation, that someone's suddenly come out of the blue, going to be probably bookie's favourite for the title?
Well, we had it with Macclesfield in the previous season. So you do your very best. Everyone in that division is going to want to to beat them. And you see what crumbs you can pick up off the table. Because of the budget and what they're doing, they should absolutely be nailed on favourites. But we all know it doesn't work like that sometimes.
Yeah, and also you said about one of the things you don't like about being chairman is social media. And one of the things I didn't like about being chairman is really players, you know, you can never guarantee who you're going to be for the next year. And that was the bit that I didn't really like, having to say goodbye to players.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those four that we've mentioned, you know, Aaron and Tom Lowry been with us 12 months, Tom Carr and Aaron, you know, two seasons. But the rest of them, you know, Groke, seven seasons, Keenan's 5-6 seasons, same with Tricky, Rob, seven seasons. You know, they feel like family. So, you know, I'm not going to fall out with them. I genuinely wish them the best. And at some point, hope to see them back at Leek, you know, watching a game and talking to fans.
Yeah, I'm sure
but
they
again,
will.
Because we've been such a stable club, we haven't had this turnover for such, you know, for a long time. I think the last time we lost this amount of players was probably when there was an exodus to Kidsgrove, when Pete Ward had moved over to them and he kind of ripped the guts out of the side. And, you know, Lee was left to pick the pieces up and did quite an admirable job for the season.
The really good thing for me, as well as, you've brought in these players, is that some of the younger ones have stuck by you and with you. I mean, Liam's had a tremendous season. Hopefully Tom Scully is ahead of schedule with his return, is he?
Yeah, he is. We're really pleased with that. Tom's really worked hard in the gym and outside of his rehabilitation, and he should be ready 2 or 3 weeks earlier. We won't rush him. We'll make sure he's right. But again, he'll be like a new signing again.
And again, Ollie Harrison, having him back. Julius, you've mentioned that he was probably still in the camp, and I thought he improved so much over the last season. And Dino Vista, I'll say he's one of the young ones in that he's been with the club for 6 months or so, but he is a great asset, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very, very popular guy in the change room, Dino. Very measured, very level, quite calm for a goalkeeper, really, because they're normally nuts. So, you know, we're now left with Ollie and Tim, who are the two older statesmen of the team. You know, Tim with his 12-year service, and Ollie is the second longest serving player with 4 years. So I've been pulling his leg about, you know, maturing as a player and being a role model for the others to look up to. So I'll be making sure, you know, he does that and he plays as well as he has done for us.
And it's so good to have Tim back again. I mean, I'm sure he's back because he wants to break all the records possible. He's got milestones in his sights,
yeah,
hasn't he?
I would say to everyone, write him off at your peril. He did not have a pre-season last year. He had a career-threatening injury, which he came back from the middle of the season. And I think he'll be a very valuable asset to us next year.
I'm sure he will. Right, just last question then. Supporters are really keen to get amongst you again, as are Moorland Radio people, obviously. What are the next milestones for the announcements for next season?
Well, season tickets go on sale Monday, 1st of July. I'll be working with the backroom staff to get the pre-season fixtures up online to buy tickets as well. I'd encourage everyone to come those early games to look at our new look squad. You know, it'd be very exciting. Fixtures for the FA Cup and FA Trophy should be out first or second week of July, and then it's normally a week later with a full fixture list.
And everybody's eagerly awaiting, will it be a November night, November Tuesday in Whitby, or will we have a glorious weekend away?
I'm hoping we have a glorious weekend away or a glorious Tuesday night. But Whitby is a notoriously difficult place to go. You know, it's a long journey, a difficult pitch, and they're a good side. But I'm absolutely relishing it. I've never looked so much forward to a season as this one, because it's new grounds, it's clubs we haven't played before. You know, we've got Macclesfield back again. FC United, who played their first ever game at Harrison Park, as it was then, against Leek CSOB. Sure, they'll be made of that round social media. And just, you know, really looking forward to see how we're measuring that league. And, you know, I think with all these new signings and being promoted, we may just go under the radar a little bit.
Well, hopefully under the radar to start with, and well in the radar when we come, when we come towards the end of the season anyway. John, thanks ever so much. It's really good to have a really positive voice coming out of Leek Town.